case the selection of scriptures didn't resonate in your mind, let me offer you at least a little of the thinking that went behind these choices. Some of us who have lived here at St. Paul's with Father Ben for a number of years know that frequently if we were leaving town and were going to be gone for a little while, one of the last things he would say is, "Goodbye, it's been nice knowing you. I won't be alive when you get back." Well, of course, when we came back, who was here? You know, and you kind of wanted to say to him, "You liar! You promised us you were going to be gone." So, that reading from 2 Timothy then clearly did run the race. And he came to the conclusion of that journey this past Friday, as in fact, he finally got one of his deepest desires, and that was to pass from this life to eternal life. The reading from 1 Thessalonians, in fact, it speaks to us that just as Jesus died and rose again, so too will each of us. And Paul concludes that passage by saying to us, console one another with these words. Isn't that, in point of fact, what we are called to be as members of the body of Christ, that source of support and consolation to those who are left behind? And so it is certainly the prayer and the desire of all of us to be a source of consolation to all of those who will grieve the death of Ben Nunn, Alfred, some of you. And then the Beatitudes. Clearly, a couple of things that I think it doesn't take any imagination to remember. Poor in spirit. I don't think there was anybody I knew who desired to live a simpler life than Father Ben. And if you haven't noticed, where'd my hamburger go? Oh, it's over here. All right. Well, if you didn't notice, sitting next to his coffin here was a cheeseburger, French fries, and a Coke. I don't care where we went for dinner. It could be some steakhouse. And what Ben would order is, you'd have a cheeseburger and some fries and a Coke. So, it would be simply a waste of money to take him anywhere other than where he could get a cheeseburger, because he wouldn't enjoy it. Certainly, Ben can be counted amongst the meek, for there was nothing pretentious about the man. He lived just quietly and peacefully and responsibly. I share with you one story that his doctor in these last months called me maybe a few weeks ago, and she said to me, "Father Ben keeps telling me that he's dying." And I said to him, "Father Ben, a person who's dying doesn't get up at 6:30 in the morning and get dressed for the day. A person who's dying doesn't go to the dining room times a day for a meal. A person who's dying doesn't go to Mass every day." Well, you can concluded at that point that certainly Ben's Germanness and his overly responsible sense, as well as some of the medication he was taking, was what was keeping him alive. And so once the decision had been made to cut back on some of that medication, he began to decline. And that continued until this past Friday morning. There are countless stories that one can share about Father Ben. One last one that I would like to share with you. When he was pastor of the parish in Waupun, Wisconsin, well, it was at that point that they discontinued having paid chaplains for the institution. When I was there, there was a full-time Catholic priest and a full-time minister of some denomination. And we were responsible for the spiritual care of those men. Well, when there was no longer paid individuals, Father Ben went to the prison every Saturday morning to have Eucharist with those men. And he was very self-sacrificing about doing that. He was very constant and consistent about it. And the people that I know who were there to celebrate that Eucharist with him would say his message was always on point for our situation in life. I don't know that there are very many more things that one can say about a person than that they were compassionate, they were self-sacrificing, and they were responsible. And perhaps, maybe for us friars, we might take a lesson from Father Ben and work at being individuals of compassion and mercy. Strive to live simply and to be meek and humble. My friends, may the Lord indeed bless each and all of you and grant you peace.